name.
Breonna Taylor.
Say her name.
Breonna Taylor.
A moment of celebration for the family and friends of Breonna Taylor. Four current and former Louisville police officers have been arrested on federal charges in connection with Taylor's killing in March 2020.
Y'all learning what we've been seeing was the truth, that Absolutely. They shouldn't have been there and that Breonna didn't deserve that.
Taylor was killed when Louisville police stormed her apartment looking for a drug dealer. Her boyfriend said police didn't announce themselves, and so he fired his gun at what he thought were intruders. Police shot back 22 times, hitting Taylor in the chest. Federal prosecutors say police knew they didn't have the evidence to justify raiding Taylor's home, but they did so anyway.
Earlier today, I spoke with the family of Breonna Taylor. This morning, they were informed that the Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville Metro Police Department officers with federal crimes related to Ms. Taylor's death. Those alleged crimes include civil rights offenses, unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction offenses.
The officers are also accused of plotting to cover up their behavior. If convicted, they could get up to 20 years in prison for obstruction and 5 years for conspiracy and lying. Along with the killing of George Floyd in May 2020, Taylor's death led to protests across the United States against both racism and police brutality. The lawyer for Taylor's family called Thursday's arrest a product of speaking out.
Because if we don't fight for our children like Breonna Taylor, who will fight for them?
The city of Louisville paid Breonna Taylor's family $12 million to settle a wrongful death lawsuit. On Thursday, Tamika Palmer said the arrests are just one more step in holding the police accountable.
Today's overdue, but it still hurts.
A recognition that all the legal success in the world won't bring her daughter back. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera.